Henry, Sister, 5. April 12th, 1898. Sister Henry. We are now having here in Kurenbong an institute of ministers for the benefit of the students in the school, educating them in different lines of work, how to canvass, how to give Bible readings, how to become all-round missionaries. The meetings are to continue 3 weeks. My American mail goes this morning from Kurenbong, and then I attend the meetings. I am so pleased and gratified and thankful that the Lord has raised you up from sickness to do His work. I am more rejoiced than I can express. I have thought, with your experiences, under the supervision of God, you could exert your influence to set in operation lines of work where women would unite together to work for the Lord. There certainly should be a larger number of women engaged in the work of ministering to suffering humanity, uplifting, educating them how to believe, simply to believe, in Jesus Christ, our Savior. And as souls give themselves to the Lord Jesus, making an entire surrender, they will understand the doctrine. I have not a bit of concern in regard to those souls who are reaching out after they have been enlightened, but that they will receive the doctrine. We find it so here, and we know it is so in all places. The first glance must be Jesus Christ, the sin-bearer, the one who taketh away the sin of the world. Look and live. Numbers 21, verse 8. Then, if they follow the Lamb of God, they will have an intelligent knowledge, as they remain learners, of what is truth. I am pained because our sisters in America are not more of them doing the work they might do for the Lord Jesus. Abiding in Christ, they would receive courage and strength and faith for the work. Many women love to talk. Why can't they talk the words of Christ to perishing souls? The more closely we are related to Christ, the heart learns the wretchedness of souls that do not know God, and who do not feel the dishonor they are doing to Christ, who has bought them with a price. When the believing women shall feel the burden of souls and burden of sins not their own, they will be working as Christ worked. They will consider no sacrifice too great to make to win souls to Christ. And everyone who has this love for souls is born of God. They are ready to follow in His footsteps, and their words and voice would be talents employed in the Master's service. The very nourishment coming from the parent stock to their own souls would flow out in distinct channels of love to souls who are withered and dried up. In this work is a constant education. The desire to be a blessing discovers the weakness and inefficiency of the worker. This drives the soul to God in prayer. And the Lord Jesus gives light and His Holy Spirit, and they understand that it is Christ who does the melting and breaking of the hard hearts. Through you, the human agency, He communicates His light, His truth. You are the frail instrument through whom the hidden power of God does work, that His strength may be perfected and made glorious in your weakness.